Back when I was growing up, I'd say 98% of the people, it was Papa and Mama, or Mommy and Poppy. Mm-hmm. But I never did like the Mommy and Poppy, and we call our parents Mama and Papa.
What were some?
I still like Mama.
Uh-huh.
So I like to hear the kids say Mama.
Mama. Mm-hmm. What were some common women's names?
More plain names, and I really love that, like Anne,
uh-huh.
Laura, Sarah,
uh-huh.
Mary, I like that name.
How about Martha?
And Martha, and Margie, my first wife's name was Margie. And Martha have two aunts with Martha, and they get that down to Maddie or Matt.
Uh-huh.
And my youngest sister is named Martha Ann, and she's called Ann. But lots of times before they started calling her Ann, why it was Maddie Ann instead of Martha Ann. So they dropped Maddie when she went to college, and it was Ann. But I still like those short names.
Nelly
is a good name, yeah. It's a common name.
And in the way of men.
Samantha. That was getting quite lengthy.
That was, that would be kind of long.
But when you come along,
how about the way of men's names?
Well, they were common to George and John and Jim and Tom. As the old saying, Dick, Tom, and Harry.
Uh-huh. William was.
William was
Did they use nicknames?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Anytime you named Richard, why you called Dick. And you know, all down the line.
Mm-hmm. How about for William, what would they have for the nickname?
Bill.
Did they ever say Billy?
Billy. Yeah. In fact, my dad's name was William Noah. And he was called Willie. He grew up, if you noticed the marriage license day, they had that Willie.
Yeah.
Instead of William Noah, it was Willie because that's what he grew up.
Mm-hmm.
But his granddaddy called him Billy when he was speaking to him, but when he was speaking of him, it was William.
Mm-hmm.
My dad's people were Irish. They were mixed Irish. Some of them were the dark and some of the red head with the brown eyes. And they were all tall, straight, dignified people, and my mother's people were Scotch and Dutch.
Mm-hmm.
But they all great early, both families. My dad was 42 when I was born, and I can't remember him having any black hair than my mother either. And she was only 35 when I was born.
Oh, yeah.
But of course I would remember her as a 42 or 3-year-old woman. See, that's when I'd start remembering it. And she had some black. And my dad, if he did, I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter, who is my baby, she's 41 years old, mm-hmm. and she's gray-headed almost as I am.
Really?
But so she's never grown up. You wouldn't think she's over 16 years old. Just as live or as you've ever seen.
I think she takes it after you.
I guess so. She says she does.
She says she does? Oh, how about Matthew? Was that very common?
Matt, yeah. No, not too common. It was Matthew. They always got it down to Matt.
They always got it down to Matt.
And Lonnie.
Mm-hmm.
Some Lonnies.
Mm-hmm.
A few Amoses around.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't have the long names, and some of the names to hang on girls. I can understand it if it's on an Italian or a Syrian or a Bolshevik or whatever you have, or Norwegian or something. They have love names.
Mm-hmm.
But for the pure old American, my stepdaughter has a little girl, and she named her Sarah Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
And she spelled, I couldn't even spell that Michelle the way she has it.
Uh-huh.
So, where did she get it? It sounds French.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm.
There's no French blood in her.
No, she's nobody from France in the family.
And I'll give you a little insight on Wally's family. I told you the other day about when he corrected all of them.
Yes.
Because he'd correct one, and the others stand around, and he says that he'd say, Zola, do you understand what I'm talking? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And said, out of corn's eye, the others would be not due. But Betty, his wife, they're English, almost full blood.